The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Whenever I discuss the topic of Islam, Muslims on this program, I try to do it very carefully, compassionately, and in a balanced manner. I would never want to say anything that would incite any kind of violence toward any Muslim anywhere. I'm absolutely opposed to any kind of violence. Muslims should be treated with respect and love. Now that I've said that, and I mean it, but now that I've said that, we also need to be very cautious of the potential for problems as Islam becomes more prominent in our culture. We've got to be cautious. And I say this constantly, and it's true. To my knowledge, today, right now, there is not a predominantly Muslim country on planet Earth where there is real religious freedom and liberty. Not one. When Muslims are the majority anywhere in the world, Christians do not have rights and privileges, nor does any other religion. That's a fact. Okay? Now, again, does that mean that all Muslims are violent? Of course not. Of course not. Of course not. Of course not. But it is still a fact. When Muslims become the majority, religious freedom, liberty goes away. Again, if somebody knows an exception, please call me. I'm being serious. I'm not being smart. If there is an exception, call me and I'll issue a correction. But I don't know of any today. Turkey used to be the exception. Not anymore. With that in mind, this story is very, very disturbing. The Muslim Americans Islamic Center in Philadelphia, the MAS, and by the way, there are 40 mosques or Islamic centers around the country that are a part of this group. The MAS, the Muslim American Society Islamic Center in Philadelphia, posted a video to its Facebook page. I believe it has been taken down now. But they posted a video on their Facebook page celebrating Ummah Day. I probably slaughtered the pronunciation, U-M-M-A-H Day, Ummah Day or Ummah Day, in which young children were wearing Palestinian scarves. You know what those looked like. They sang, again, they were wearing Palestinian scarves. They sang and read poetry about killing for Allah and the mosque in Jerusalem. Yeah. In the video, and by the way, it was in Arabic, but when translated, the video, these children were singing, "The land of the Prophet Muhammad's night journey is calling us. Our Palestine must return to us." And then one of the girls in the video talked about martyrs sacrificing their lives without hesitation to conquer Jerusalem. They sang, "We will defend the land of divine guidance with our bodies, and we will sacrifice our souls without hesitation." A second girl, this is a little girl, says, quote, we will chop off their heads, and we will liberate the sorrowful and exalted Al-Aqsa Mosque. We will lead the army of Allah, fulfilling his promise. We will subject them to eternal torture. These are little kids. In a Facebook video posted by the Islamic Center in Philadelphia, the Muslim American Society Islamic Center in Philadelphia. The Muslim Islamic Center in Philadelphia belongs to the MAS, the Muslim American Society, which has 42 different chapters in the United States. Now, do we know that all of the chapters are doing this kind of thing? No. But there has been no condemnation from other members of the society, nor has there been condemnation from the Islamic world. This is in Philadelphia. This is in America. We will chop off their heads. These are children. We will chop off their heads. We will liberate the sorrowful and exalted Al-Aqsa Mosque, which, by the way, the Al-Aqsa Mosque is already liberated. It's totally, completely under Arab control. The Jews, the Israelis, have allowed that to happen. The Al-Aqsa Mosque is on the Temple Mount. Most Jews believe that the Jewish temple was built exactly where the Al-Aqsa Mosque is, and in order to maintain peace, the Israelis have allowed the Arabs to have total control of the top. I've been there three times now. They have total control. They will allow who they want in. The day we were there, Gentiles, no foreigners could go. We were forbidden to go up to the Al-Aqsa Mosque. We will chop off their heads for Allah. Now, again, I am not implying that this is what is being taught to all of the children in these 42 chapters of the Muslim American Society. I don't know. I have no proof for that. But so far, there has been no condemnation by the rest of the Islamic community. And so it brings us to this. And let me repeat what I have said literally hundreds of times. Not all Muslims, you know, want to kill the infidels. Not all Muslims are violent. Not all Muslims want to overthrow our country. But there is a surprising percentage of Muslims who want to do exactly that. Experts in the field say it's between 10 to 20% of the Muslim population are radical and radicalized. If there are a billion Muslims on the earth, do the math. We in America must welcome all people. People have a constitutional right to practice whatever religion they want to, as long as that religion does not threaten others and threaten America. And that's what we must be diligent about. Scripture says we are wise as serpents and harmless as doves. When it comes to the increasing Muslim population, we better be wise. And we better be trying to reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the ultimate antidote. We have attempted to send missionaries to Muslim countries. Most Muslim countries will not allow a Christian missionary. And so for the most part, we cannot reach them where they are, but they are coming here. And so if they are coming here, let's give them the gospel. If we can't give them the gospel there, well, let's give them the gospel here. All right, final break of the hour, and we'll return. Thank you.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Is this good news or bad news? Well, I think it's bad news. Facebook, big headlines in the Washington Post, New York Times, all major newspapers. Facebook bans. This is a headline from the Washington Post. Facebook bans far-right leaders, including Louis Farrakhan, Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, for being dangerous. And there's a whole list of others as well. Now, the first thing, far-right Louis Farrakhan. Louis Farrakhan is not far-right. He's a whack job. And if anything, he's far-left. He has had far more acceptance on the left among Democrats than on the right. I don't know of anybody on the right that has embraced Farrakhan, but there's been a lot of people on the left, including Barack Obama's former pastor for 22 years. They were tight. Many Democratic leaders have been tight with Farrakhan. He's not far right. That's what the Washington Post says. All right, Louis Farrakhan, and he is dangerous. Alex Jones, now he is far right, and Alex Jones is a whack job. I've said that for years, and it has ticked some of my listeners off because he's a whack job, and he has admitted it. He was one that dreamed up the crazy conspiracy theory about Sandy Hook Elementary School. It was all a hoax, government hoax. No children died. Nobody died. It was a hoax. It was a hoax. It was a hoax. And thousands of people believed him. And talk about hurting those hurting parents. Parents who had lost a child, and you have some whack job on radio and TV saying your child didn't die. Well, they sued him. Some of the parents sued him. And in court, Alex Jones says, "Oh, well, I was having a psychotic episode," or something. I don't remember what he said. But he said it was like I was having a psychotic episode. I can't help it. Yeah. And no, I believe it really happened now. He's a whack job, and he's dangerous. Alex Jones is dangerous. Milo Yiannopoulos, I don't know much about him. He's a homosexual, far right wing, kind of a goofball. I don't know a whole lot about him. And they've banned several other people. All right. Now, at first, when I saw this, I thought, man, I'm glad they got rid of Farrakhan because he is dangerous. He's a racist. And I thought, man, I'm glad they finally got rid of Alex Jones because he is deceiving so many people. I've had people in my audience, and please, folks, I say this with great compassion, but I've had many people in my audience who have been deceived by Alex Jones and believed his nutty conspiracies. And by the way, not everything Alex Jones has said is nutty. He has enough truth to suck people in, and then when he gets them into his audience and gets them to believe in him, then he, bombards them with these nutty conspiracy theories that I don't think for a minute he even believes them. All right, anyway. So I thought, wow, that's great, because these people, these people are dangerous. Then I got to thinking, who's next? Who's next? Now, here's the truth. There are many people who believe that I am dangerous because I stand for biblical truth. I am a solid conservative. I base my whole life on the Bible, Scripture. In today's society, in today's culture, that is considered radical. Didn't used to be. I believe in traditional biblical sexuality. I believe marriage is between one man and one woman. Today, that is considered radical. And if you espouse it publicly, you're dangerous. So, while I think we are tempted to rejoice, wow, Facebook is finally getting rid of those dangerous people. Hey, I have a Facebook page. And it is not beyond my imagination whatsoever that a few people who listen to me on the radio, hey, it would be the first person, first time. I have had campaigns, people that get onto a campaign to get me thrown off the air. Several years ago, some guy devoted an entire website to destroying me and trying to get me off the air. I've had people call our general manager. I've had people call our corporate headquarters. Get Bernie off the air. He's a radical. He's offensive. Blah, 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 blah. So I could be next. And many of the people that you respect and honor who have Facebook pages that are Christian, that are conservative, they could be next. When we begin censoring people and calling them dangerous, we're on very, very thin ice. Now, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. Okay? You can't do that, and we must regulate speech, but only when absolutely necessary. One of the hallmarks of America is free speech. That's why we allow the KKK to demonstrate down at the State House. I'm so grateful they haven't been there for a while, I think because the last couple of times they've been ignored. And those radical, evil people like the KKK, if nobody showed up to their demonstration, they wouldn't do it. They do it for the publicity. And unfortunately, many times, hundreds and hundreds of people show up, and that's exactly what the KKK want. Ignore them. All right? But we allow them, as hateful as they are, as despicable as they are, we allow them to come to the State House and demonstrate. This is America. So I think Facebook is walking down a dangerous road of determining who is dangerous and who is not, especially when we understand who is in charge of Facebook. Far left liberal. Yeah, far left liberals are in charge of Facebook. So just be careful when we rejoice that somebody we don't like or we don't agree with is silenced, because we could be next. Hey, folks, Joy and I will be at Lighthouse Church in Indian Springs. That's down in the Cincinnati area. Sunday morning, this coming Sunday morning, Lighthouse Church in Indian Springs. Look it up, Lighthouse Church. It's actually in Fairfield Township on Sparks Lane. But we will be there. This coming Sunday morning, they're having a big whole day-long celebration. Services at 10:30. Joy and I will be there. We'd love to see you. Lighthouse Church, Indian Springs, Ohio. Have a great weekend. Be in a good Bible-believing church. If you don't have one, find one. And please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.